From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 6th, 2017. This week, we feature a medical mystery sound. Have a listen for about 35 seconds and see if you can guess what kind of seasonal precautionary procedure is taking place. And here's a hint. Thinking feverishly could influence your answer.
Any problems with any vaccines before?
No.
Feeling okay today? No fever, anything like that?
No.
And no allergies to foods or medications that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. So you know a little bit of arm soreness, probably the most of it, redness, irritation. Might be kind of tired for a day or so, or even a low-grade fever headache is possible and normal. If that were to happen, whatever you take for a headache is fine. Any questions about anything?
No.
All right, leave that bandage on for about 10 minutes or so. Take it off anytime you remember after that. And here's your copy for your records.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
If you guessed a flu shot, you're right. You heard an influenza vaccination being given in October 2017 at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg. Flu season arrives every year with colder weather, bringing the potential to cause fever, body aches, and other symptoms, some quite serious or even fatal. The flu affects millions of people in the United States each year, and health agencies like the Virginia Department of Health encourage vaccination for everyone older than 6 months, with some exceptions. But what does the flu have to do with water? Consider these three connections. First, drinking plenty of fluids is a commonly prescribed treatment for flu sufferers in order to help prevent dehydration resulting from increased body temperature and other responses to the viral infection. Infants, children, and the elderly are particularly at risk for dehydration. Second, the flu virus is transmitted between humans by respiratory droplets, and researchers have found that transmission is affected by air temperature and humidity. Specifically, transmission occurs more easily in cold, dry air, such as is typically found during fall and winter in temperate areas like Virginia. Third, waterfowl and shorebirds are among the various kinds of birds that harbor avian flu viruses, and water contaminated with aquatic birds' waste can potentially harbor avian flu for some time. Understanding the factors related to the occurrence and transmission of avian viruses, including the role of contaminated water, is important in monitoring avian flu and its potential to spread to other birds, mammals, or humans. Flu season is upon us, and National Influenza Vaccination Week is December 3rd to 9th, 2017. So if you hear this,
are you here for a flu shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you'll have not only a health connection for the flu, but some hydrological ones too. Thanks to staff of Kroger Pharmacy and Hokie Wellness for lending their voices to this episode. We close with a few seconds of music for, or rather, against the flu. Here's part of Shots, written by Wilson Stern and performed in a 2014 flu shot promoting video by the University of Florida's Student Healthcare Center.
Last year, less than half the population got their flu shots. Why you wanna be stuck at home with the fever when you could be making this party hot?
Nah, I heard that shot made you ill.
Nah, son, that news ain't for real. It tells your body what the virus looks like, so it knows how to deal.
Why you telling me this? I got my flu shot last year.
This virus mutates constantly. We got new strains here.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.